promised to find Sita and return.
Hanuman began to swell himself up larger and larger. As he grew larger, the monkeys cheered. He leaped into the sky and proceeded ceaselessly without rest. In the ocean, the mighty mountain Mainak, son of the Himalaya, rose up from the ocean and said,
Hanuman, before you proceed, rest for a while and regain your strength before you reach Lanka.
Brother, thank you for your hospitality, but I cannot think of taking even a moment's rest till I fulfill my Lord's mission.
So, Hanuman passed over the mountain and continued his journey. To test his wisdom and strength, the gods sent Sarasa, the mother of serpents. She disguised herself as a fierce Rakshasi.
Hey monkey, stop! I want to devour you in order to satisfy my hunger.
Mother, I'm in a hurry. You can eat me when I return on my way back.
Don't try to convince me with your eloquence. If you will now enter into my mouth, I can satisfy my hunger and be at peace with myself.
Okay, Mother. As you wish.
Surasa opened her mouth big and wide in order to eat him up. Seeing this, Hanuman started to grow larger and larger. As he stretched his mouth bigger, Hanuman assumed an even larger form. Then suddenly, he shrunk himself to a tiny size. He quickly entered her mouth and just as swiftly came out.
Mother, now that I've entered your mouth and am out, can I proceed to fulfill the task I have taken up?
I am pleased with your valor. The gods have sent me to test your powers. I can go back and assure them that with the perfection you possess, you can fulfill Rama's mission. Success will be yours.
After being blessed by Sarasa, Hanuman resumed his journey.
Bhima, come forward and aim at the bird's eye.
Yes, Guru.
Bhima, tell me, what are the things you see?
The bird and its base.
You two need more practice. Go back. Duryodhana, come forward and try the same.
Yes, Guru.
Duryodhana, what do you see?
The bird, its base, and some clouds, Guru.
Your aim is really bad. You need a lot more practice. Arjuna, come here and aim the target.
Yes, Guru.
What do you see, Arjuna?
Eye of the bird, and eye of the bird only.
Shoot now. Good, my dear students. This sort of concentration is what makes a great archer. Arjuna, I wish for you to become the best archer in the whole world.
Arjuna, you seem to be too conceited with the skill you have displayed so far. I can do much more. Now, I will show my skills.
Who are you? How dare you come to this tournament uninvited?
This is an open tournament and not a show arranged for exhibiting your skill. It is common to all. I am challenging you. Accept the challenge or simply admit that I am the better archer.
Young princes, you're all the descendants of the heroic race of Bharata. How is it that you're not able to recover your ball?
Drona takes a blade of grass and sends it into the well after reciting certain hymns. The blade of grass strikes the ball. Drona sends a number of blades in quick succession. Cling together and form a chain. Using the chain, Drona takes the ball out of the well.
That was amazing! Who are you? We have never seen such an astounding feat of archery before. Could you please recover the ring also, along with the ball? Brahmana, we salute you. We would like to know all about you. Is there anything that we can do for you?
Oh, princess, go to Bhishma and tell him what has just happened. He will tell you who I am.
If I fail to make 10,000 heads roll before sunset every day, I am not Bhishma. If I do not force Sri Krishna to take up Sudarshana, his mighty wheel, I am not Bhishma. If I do not beat back the chariot of Arjuna, I am not Bhishma.
Before the Kurukshetra battle began, Yudhishthira bowed to Bhishma and received his blessings. Krishna himself was Arjuna's charioteer. Shikhandi was with the Pandavas.
Shikhandi was a eunuch.
Shikhandi was none other than Amba, who he had refused to marry. She wanted vengeance. She meditated to Lord Shiva. She wanted a boon to kill Bhishma. Lord Shiva granted her the boon. She was born again to kill Bhishma. Fierce war began.
Mother, I'm extremely happy. I will get a cart full of food for killing the demon. Please bless me. Let me go.
My dear son Bhima, take care. Kill the demon Bakasura and free the people of this town from this bondage.
Thank you, Mother.
Bhima took a cart full of food in a bullock cart and reached the demon Bagasura's place. After seeing the food, Bhima couldn't control himself. He began eating the entire demon's food. The demon Bagasura came out and was shocked to see Bhima eating her food. She swung a mighty blow at Bhima, but Bhima did not seem to be aware of the demon. He continued eating happily. Then the demon pounced on Bhima, intent on killing him. Bhima struck her with a heavy blow, and the demon went flying. After finishing his food, Bhima threw Bagasura down, put his foot on the chest and broke her bones. The demon gave a loud roar and died.
But instead of jumping right in and picking them, he investigated carefully.
This must be a trap to kill me. I should be very careful. Let me first investigate the pond.
He walked slowly along the bank. He noticed there were footprints going into the pond, but none coming out. After considering this for a while, he thought,
"This is a sure sign that the pond is possessed by a water demon. My father has clearly plotted a plan to kill me. I should prove myself. Let me to find a way to outsmart him."
He investigated further until he found a narrow part of the pond. There, with great effort, he was able to jump from one side clear across to the other. In the middle of his jump, he reached down and picked flowers without actually getting into the water.
"Oops, this is really a difficult job, but I should take all the flowers."
Then he jumped back again, picking more flowers. He continued jumping back and forth, collecting lots of flowers. Suddenly, there was a loud sound. Prince stood on the bank and watched. A water demon stuck his head up above the water and looked very surprised to see him.
This is the story of a boy who lived his life with great compassion and honesty. He showed the world that faith and respect for your master could indeed take you places. This is the story of Ekalavya.